Marcy Meets Brandy by Alyssa the Comic Book Babe. Marcy sat there with her shirt falling away from her tits, Brandon just staring straight into the abyss of her cleavage. So it all started. Marcy could see that Brandon wasn't paying attention in the slightest. His attention was still stuck on her giant jubblies. I can see this is going to be a bit of a problem. I'll change my shirt. As Marcy stood to get a bigger shirt to cover herself up, Brandon took a look at himself. He was utterly caked and spooge. You should probably do something about that. Without looking, he picked up the closest piece of cloth and started wiping. Marcy sat down in the seat and started again with an oversized white tee covering her feminine mounds. So it started a couple Christmases back. It was 2020. I was alone after a rather contemptuous Zoom session with the family. They had given me a set of bra and panties. I thought they were being supportive until they burst out laughing and I knew it was nothing but a big joke to them. Brandon was listening intently, trying to be as supportive a friend as they could. He was wiping cum off his clothes and stuffing rags into his pants. For some reason, they were so tiny. So I looked out through the window and made a wish to be the woman I felt like inside. And, well, you saw what happened. It was that. Marcy was having trouble making eye contact. Brandon took a breath as he picked up another rag. He had so many questions. Did it hurt? The way Mark looked. I mean, you look... How does this all work? Is Mark you? Someone else? How do you feel now? I'm Marcy. I was Marcy before. The name just didn't fit the body. But look at this body and tell me it doesn't scream Marcy. She actually pulled her top a little tighter to show off her ladies. I feel really good. Comfortable. More comfortable than I ever felt in my life. It feels so good being her. As far as the transformation being painful, that's hard to explain. Marcy looked up at Brandon for the first time she started this explanation. It was painful, sure, but a good kind of pain. Wait, what happened to your beard? Brandon was wiping semen from his cheek, and it was acting almost like Nair without the tingling, burning sensation. His hair was falling off his cheek just as easily as the semen was. I'm not sure. Marcy was watching Brandon closely. Wait, what are you doing with my panties? Brandon spread out one of the rags he was wiping the cooling cum off his face with. I don't know. Brandon's hands were shaking. Brandon? Mark? Marcy? Brandon was struggling as his hands shook more. Both him and Marcy watched as his fingers outstretched and every single knuckle rapidly popped. What? Ow! What's happening? Fuck! That fucking hurt! Marcy's eyes went huge. Oh no! No, 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 no. Just breathe. Relax. I'm sorry. Shit, I'm so sorry. They both watched as Brandon's hand relaxed into a very feminine hand. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. I don't want to be a woman. Oh! Brandon screamed out again as his other hand went through the popping routine. Fuck! You said it was a good kind of pain, you jackass. That's gender neutral, right? Marcy bit her lip and nodded. Good, you fucking jackass! There's nothing good about this pain. All I feel is... Oh! Brandon lurched forward, grabbing his stomach. His hair was stretching and going from chestnut brown to a fiery red, falling down past his shoulders. He looked up at Marcy. Help me. Marcy watched as Brandon's eyes were going from sad and round to sultry and sexy and alluring. Marcy couldn't believe it. Was she getting wet right now? Her pussy was throbbing and Brandon was begging for help. And all Marcy could think of was how badly she wanted to touch herself. She just really wanted to finger the fuck out of herself while Brandon changed. She only ever changed. She's never been able to just watch. Brandon slammed his back into the chair and arched his chest forward. His knees were spreading wide open and Marcy could see his thigh pulsing. But more importantly, she could see his cock pumping in his pants that were just fucking stuffed with their panties. Fuck, it's just so... Brandon twisted in his seat, reaching for his fly, his little womanly hands struggling to get the zipper down. Tight! So tight! Marcy reached over and helped undo Brandon's fly. The bulge that was growing popped out as soon as the fly was undone. She looked up at Brandon. Do you see now? See how good it feels? Brandon was looking down at Marcy, biting his lip and nodding quietly. His lip slipped between his teeth and came out soft, plump, and kissable. His hands, as girly as they were moving slowly toward the bulge. No, no! Marcy grabbed his wrists and pulled them away, holding them down against the armrest. Trust me, it's better this way. Brandon was twisting, whimpering in his seat. His waist was sinking in. The head of his cock was snaking its way to the other side of the rubber waistband, filling his boxer briefs. Marcy looked. She remembered the feeling of her cock stretching and growing, not only just moments before, but those other times too. And it was making her so fucking horny. She was having trouble controlling her breathing. Brandon saw her chest heaving, and was it swelling even bigger? Brandon could feel her grip actually getting tighter. The only way to get any kind of relief was to kick off his shoes. It was so easy now that he had pretty little ballerina feet. He thrusted his hips up and slammed his ass back down into the seat over and over, grinding his way to relief from this boiling arousal. His pants slipping from those widening hips and down his legs. They were now so soft, sleek, and smooth. Marcy was feeling this sensation, kind of like that one time in the dressing room. Was she actually still changing? And was it actually making her even bigger? How was this possible? And why was it so hot? Maybe it was because Brandon's hard cock was finally slipping from the seemingly impenetrable underwear, the hard shaft actually pulling the band down as it popped out erect and getting harder by the second. Brandon was whimpering hard. Please, Marcy, it's so hard. Please, I need to touch it. Just one touch. Just one little stroke, please. Marcy had her eyes shut so she couldn't see the pleading look in his eyes. Her thighs were shaking hard. Was she coming? Marcy shuddered and her body stretched up a bit more, that oversized shirt getting even tighter around her gorgeous tits. This was just making Brandon's cock harder. And the more he looked down at it and up at Marcy's tits, the longer that rock-hard cock stretched. Marcy was still coming as her tits were spilling out below her shirt. This orgasm that was electrifying her veins and the growth was not only amplifying her stature, but also her arousal. She had to bend lower and lower to keep Brandon from grabbing that cock. Not yet. He couldn't stroke himself yet. But as she bent lower and her tits got bigger, That stretching cock got closer and closer. Brandon's eyes rolled into the back of his head. He was so fucking close. That purple mushroom head was pulsing mightily. Before he knew it, he felt the softest mouth wrapping around the shaft. His attention rocketed from the back of his head to the biggest, most gorgeous tits he'd ever seen bouncing on a yard-long shaft. Marcy was tit-fucking the shit out of him. Brandon opened his mouth to scream, but there was a blockage. Something stopping him from letting out that squeal of pure, unadulterated lust. He threw his head back and rolled it from shoulder to shoulder as his voice was finally being let out in tiny but ever-growing feminine squeaks until a completely feminine moan of thirsty horniness just erupted from his, now her, throat. Her jaw dropped as she looked from Marcy's bouncing tits to her quivering cock stuck in there. She looked down at her chest and watched it swell into soft, bouncing pair of D-cups. Oh, fuck this. Fuck you. I need this more than you know. Brandon stripped her hands from Marcy's grip and tore her cock from the soft heaven that was her cleavage and just stroked herself so fast that the pre-cum mixing with the grip. Oh, shit. Marcy finally snapped out of her growing trance, looking down at her friend, who was once Brandon but was now someone else entirely. And she was going to town on herself, whimpering one split second and aggressively moaning the next. Marcy could tell her friend was about to come, and she just had the best idea. Wait, just wait one second. I can't stop. I can't hold it back anymore. I'm gonna fucking explode. God, her new voice was so fucking hot. Marcy was scrambling as she grabbed a garbage bin and quickly tossed it over the top of it. Finally, her friend screamed out in that sexy as fuck voice, and all that cum just fire hosed into the bin, filling it as easily as a faucet fills a coffee mug. Holy shit! They both gasped as that massive member twitched from aftershocks and shrank and dwindled into a pretty clit between her legs, leaving a thick, almost foot-wide trail of cum from the bucket. The friend formerly known as Brandon was breathing so heavy she could hardly talk. Marcy simply looked at her and asked, "Now, what's your name?" Her friend tried to speak, but that orgasm had exhausted her. So she stood up, and those boxer briefs just slipped down her legs. Her legs were too weak, and she collapsed onto her knees as she crawled to the trail. She wrote in the sperm, B-R-A-N-D-O-N. Marcy looked down at the name and shook her head. She wiped the O and N away, drew the cutest little eye with a heart over it. She tossed a tiny little black thong over to Brandy. "Put those on." Brandon slipped on the panties and stood up. Marcy could not stop looking at her gorgeous feminine figure. Her pussy throbbed again. Even being almost twice as tall, Marcy was craving Brandon's touch so much. Brandy looked over her ass and then up to Marcy. She was curious what she was planning to do with it. The bucket of cum. But right now, she was powerfully horny. Both of them were. "Come with me. I need to show you how to use that thing," Marcy said as she pointed down to Brandon's brand new pussy. Brandy's twat tingled, and she knew it was going to be a good night.